An innovative development partnership spanning 5 countries in Africa is providing important lessons on how to promote local, small-scale farm production while fostering food security and social protection. The key component in the program is something that many of us are familiar with, school meals. The partnership is called the Purchase from Africans for Africa program, or PAA for short, and it's modeled on Brazil's own achievements in fighting hunger. With PAA entering its 3rd year of implementation, a recently released report has come out highlighting the achievements and lessons learned. Florence Tartanac, a senior officer with FAO in Rome, joins me now to explain more about how the program works. Ms. Tartanac, thank you for joining me.
Hello.
Could you start by explaining the overall concept of the program? What is it about?
Yes, the program is taking advantage of school feeding programs in countries. That means that when the government is buying food for giving to children at school, but with local purchase and especially trying to buy the food to small farmers.
And which countries is FAO working with?
So this is a very small pilot project with 5 countries in Africa: Ethiopia, Malawi, Mozambique, Niger and Senegal.
Could you walk me through the actors involved with PAA, from farmer to government? Help me understand how it works a little bit.
Yeah, so the main 2 actors are the government, who is a buyer and who is purchasing food, and the farmers are producing, but in the middle you need to have all kind of actors, both the schools and, depending the country, who is organizing the purchase at school level. It could be sometimes parents, or it could be organization of civil society, or it could be regional governments. For example, in Senegal, the system is quite centralized, so the government at central level is buying directly. But for example, in Malawi, it's very decentralized, so each school is buying locally the food for a program. It depends on the system that is already in place in the country, because normally public procurement are regulated by law. So the program has to comply with the national law, and the law is different for each country. But the idea is also to adapt the law, because sometimes the law is not adapted for small farmers to be able to supply these programs. So it's what we are trying to do, to learn from the experience, to see what are the constraints for the small farmers to supply, and also for the government to be able to buy to small farmers.
And the whole program was developed for what reason? What was the target?
The idea is to take opportunity of this market at national level for small farmers to learn how to market better their product. And with government involvement, it can help to access other markets also. So it's like a trial for small farmers to supply bigger markets.
What have the results been like in some of the target communities?
Yes, in general terms, the results are quite positive. In the regions where we worked, it was quite interesting to see how the farmers engaged and were able to supply to the schools. Also from the side of the school themselves, to try to find different solutions for supplying. Also, we found that the government and the implication and the political will is very important. If the government is really engaged, we have better result, and the idea will be to show the government how it can be upscaled and taken by them as a policy in the long term.
What are the next steps for the program going forward?
Well, the idea will be to upscale it. We still are working with the government to see how we can implement it in their own program and not as a FAO or WFP program, but really a governmental program. And finally, we would like to focus a little more on the monitoring and evaluation to be able to show that it can work and it can benefit both farmers and children.
These types of programs to leverage small farmers and to help local communities and local economies. I mean, there's a million things one can do. Do you believe in this project? Do you think it's a promising one?
Yeah, actually, we really believe that this kind of project is going in the right direction in giving access to market. The public market is specific and it's relatively small in comparison with a market at national level, but it's still a good learning experience for the farmer. And what we saw, and when the farmers start selling to the government, then they are also able to sell to other private sector actors and bigger buyers. So it's really a good experience for both.
Ms. Tartanac, thank you so much.
Thank you.